Going live.
Number one sports betting show that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, Canadian sensation, bearded wonder.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And if you thought that this man, oh, Jay and Mitten in the back, that's on me. Sorry.
Sorry, Tone.
Sorry, Tone.
We'll call this episode the Open Special. British Ooh. Open this weekend. We got two golf handicappers on today. You know them. You love them. They're always winning for us. And if you thought Gumpy was going to stop handing out winners in soccer, well, guess what? Gold Cup still been on fire.
I warned the people.
You did.
You don't count out Panama.
No, you did not.
I did figure out why Qatar is in this tournament, though.
Because they wanted to?
The host of the World Cup is eligible to enter random tournaments.
Oh, and they wanted some. They wanted a piece of the U.S.?
South Korea entered the Gold Cup in 2002 as well.
Be careful what you fucking wish for, boys.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, boys.
Last night, the under hit in All-Star Game. We had that. We had the NL. That did not hit.
I mean, as soon as they didn't get to Ohtani, that bet was dead.
Yeah. You had Vlad Jr.
Yep.
Hit a home run. That was nice. We had the dinger boost. That was nice.
Great boost.
We'll talk about more soccer, more baseball, more stuff later. What? But right now, host of the Cutmaker Pod, our friend, is giving like 10 outright winners this season, year, season, schedule, 2021 schedule. The Cutmaker Pod is at... Giving up all of his information. But he's nice enough to come on here every Wednesday. At Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. Welcome back to Hammer Dog.
Hey, baby Jeff.
Fellas, it's Koepka week. Let's go.
All right. You know what? Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you, pal. You texted me the parlay of Bryson to win, I believe it was the Travelers. And then Koepka to win the British. And Bryson did not win. But then you put out this fucking ticket on Twitter. You had Sam Burns, I believe, to win the Travelers.
It was close. It was the Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket Mortgage.
And I parlayed Bryson and Brooks with the Rocket Mortgage. And then as it was on Sunday afternoon live, I sent out, I said, hey, just putting this out there, Cam Davis and Koepka to win right Cam now Davis, pays like 60-1. I put $200 on it. Cam Davis came through live, and you guys have always heard me say live betting on golf is where it's at. That is absolutely where it's at. We won with Lucas Glover last week. It's where it's at. But now I've got a Koepka 66-1 ticket that, you know, you can't beat. I'm looking at it, though, now, guys. So on FanDuel, if you parlay, let's say you think Phoenix has a prayer tonight, and you still want to bet Koepka, Phoenix money line to Koepka winning the British Open, 45-1.
Huh. That's not a bad little bet. That's not a bad little bet. So, yeah, you have a nice little ticket out there already for yourself. Boys are going to Royal St. George. They were a lot of them were at the Scottish last week. Do you look at that? Do you take anyone who didn't play in the Scottish last week? Are you out on what's how does that compare? Do they have to be over there, or do they have to be adjusted to the time frame, the win? What's going the fuck on, Jeff?
You know. Honestly, I mean, I certainly would prefer that, right?
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. The last guy you've seen who's really succeeded at the John Deere to go over to Europe and succeed is Zach Johnson when he did really well. And that's a guy. I mean, if you're looking for bombs this week, I think a guy you can start with, you can find in 200-1 range or so, is the guy that won last week, Lucas Glover. Okay. Lucas Glover is a great golfer, but a terrible putter. He's gained strokes putting in five straight tournaments now. I bet him at 250-1. So, I mean, for a guy who just won last week, yeah, he's coming over, and yeah, he's coming off a high. You just don't like to bet guys back-to-back wins. But man, 250 bucks to 1, that's worth some pizza money.
As far as... What are the metrics that we're looking at? Can you look at metrics as far as players and wind? I saw Cynthia Freeland from NFL.com. She did an article, I think, for Golf.com or something like that, and looked at players whose trajectory, they keep the ball low in the wind because I believe it's going to be 25 to 30 miles an hour potentially every single day. What are you looking at there?
Yeah, honestly, guys, I look at guys who again, can keep in the fairway. There's subjectively some guys you know who just hit a high ball flight, right? Like Colin Morikawa. If there's no wind, I love Colin Morikawa.
Jason
if
Day's
a lot of wind, I think he's going to struggle.
Jason Day's out.
What's that?
Jason Day hits the ball high. He's out.
Yeah, well, no, right there, me. Right. There are certain guys you just know. But then, again, other guys who, you know, have figured out how to grind over here. And that's why every year when you see the Open, you see five Euros in the top 10, like every year. And several of them you probably never heard of. I mean, most guys don't know who Christian Bezuidenhout or, you know, Robert McIntyre or Garrick Higgo are. But these are guys you could very easily see in the top 10 come Sunday.
Is because I got a list of players here that I kind of been seeing around the internet and stuff like that. Bezuidenhout was on that list. Who else, as far as long shot Europeans potentially?
I mean, Guido. Come on, Guido.
Guido Magliosi.
Guido's 150-1. Guido's a great play at 150-1.
I bet him as my top Italian at -115. So all he's going to do is beat one of them in all Molinari's. Correct.
That's true. Yes. But yeah, no. Actually, I like Guido as a DFS play, especially this week.
Okay.
I bet Guido top 20 as a DFS play.
Okay. So you're leading us right into that. DFS plays this week. Who are we looking at?
You know, honestly, guys, a lot of my lineups are Koepka and 5 euros.
Gotcha.
The truth. I think there's a pool of about 25 euros who have a realistic chance of finishing top 10. And if you can pick five of those guys who finish top 10 and Koepka wins, you got a really good chance to make a hell of a lot of money.
Are you waking up at 1:30 this morning to watch it? Or
I'm probably going to wake up probably around 4. My daughter's going to drive chip and putt tomorrow, so that'll be fun. We're going to go to Lafayette for that and hopefully eventually win a trip to the Augusta. But no, I'll be up early. And yeah, I've got my draft with a bunch of the Vegas odds makers tonight. So we'll do our snake style draft. That'll be really cool. That's always a lot of fun to do that for every major. So that's tonight. And man, there's a lot going on. Everybody likes this tournament because you wake up to golf, and tomorrow's going to be no exception. I'm fired up.
I'm looking at top Euro players right now. Obviously, Rahm's at the top. Rory's up there. Victor Hovland, Fitzpatrick. If we're looking at DFS, is there anyone maybe further down the list as far as Europeans that you're looking at?
I mean, Fitzpatrick's, you know, in the high sevens range. I like Fitzpatrick there. Justin Rose is about in that range. I think he's a guy you don't want to overlook. A lot of people are going to play Louis Oosthuizen, and I think more people will play Louis than Tyrrell Hatton. Louis certainly in better form, but I think Louis is going to be a lot more highly owned than Tyrrell Hatton. So I think Hatton would be a good pivot to Louis. And honestly, I'm going to play Paul Casey.
Okay.
I think Paul Casey's probably a top 5. He won't win, but he'll finish 5th to 10th, somewhere in that range. I think he's a great top 10 play, and I think he's a super DFS play.
I'll let you out of here on this. If it's not Brooks, who do you have the most confidence in taking home the Cleric Jug?
Other than John Rahm, honestly, guys, a guy I like a lot is Patrick Cantlay. He's 35-1. I like Cantlay a lot this week. And if you want a little longer shot, I like Harris English. He's 60-1, a guy you could play. We're in really good form. But just remember this for live betting purposes. If there's no wind and it's playing really easy, live bet Morikawa. If there is wind and it's playing really difficult, take a look at Spieth and Patrick Reed. Those guys play well in tough conditions. So that'd be my advice for live betting.
Jeff, we can't thank you enough. Tell them how to subscribe so that they can get your text to live bet on Sundays. It's been on fire, please.
Yeah, guys, just check out the cutmakerpod.com, at cutmakerpod on Twitter. Just text the word golf to 855-GOLF-POD. And for the price of a large pizza, you get every play we make all weekend long golf-wise. Live betting and golf's where it's at, folks. So great to be with you guys. Let's go. Hope Koepka come through with a win. If not, hopefully we live bet another win along the way.
Hey, good luck this weekend. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
You going to watch the Euros this weekend over here?
It's the British Open, Tony. He's fucking rubbing my nose in it.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Cut it out.
I didn't do anything.
Cut it out.
I would never do such a thing. So, yeah, we got Jeff on. He gives out his picks. He texts us every single weekend.
Bright and early.
I mean, they're gonna be late. Yeah. They're coming in late this week. So yeah, we got Tour Junkies coming on at 4:30. So in between then, What do you want to do?
What do you say, Tony?
Do you want to look at some Premier League Week 1 lines?
I got a pick for tonight.
Ooh.
For soccer.
Yes, the Gold Cup, Gold my Cup. Friend. Let we'll carry it. On here. Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
Up against El Salvador.
TNT.
Salvador won their first game 2-0 against Guatemala. Uh-huh. Trinidad and Tobago tied Mexico.
Really?
Trinidad and Tobago, double chance, minus 160.
TNT.
I will take TNT tonight against El Salvador.
They're explosive.
They can play. You tie Mexico, you can play.
So Mexico already has a draw in this World Cup.
Gold Cup?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So they're reeling Cup. From their loss in the CONCACAF.
See, I don't know. I haven't looked at Mexico's roster. I don't know if it's a... It doesn't feel like even Canada didn't bring...
Is Chicharito playing?
I doubt it. He's probably playing in the MLS. Right?
Is that where Chicharito's at now?
Yeah, he's playing for the Galaxy.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yes, they have.
Nit, actually, let's... You know what we should do? Let's take a look at Game 40.
Yeah, we got the NBA Finals.
We do have the NBA. For some reason, that is flying under the radar. I don't know if it's flying under the radar for everyone.
It well, Consig said Vegas was dead.
Consigliere said that after the Euros, that place fucking cleared out and no one was there for the NBA Finals game.
NBA is dying.
That's not true.
That's very true. Check the ratings as well, my friend.
Well, it's just because they're happening on Twitter mostly. They just need to figure out how to do it better.
Okay. Speaking of NBA, I lost last night. Team USA did cover.
Yeah, they were due to smack somebody in the mouth.
Well, you know what? I fucked up. I didn't look at Argentina's roster before. Ginobili wasn't playing. Luis Scola looks like my uncle now. And... You know who's leading that team? Fucking Campazzo, who I talk shit about on the Nuggets for a month.
Either best player?
I think so. So.
That is tough, my friend.
So, that was on me. Tonight, Suns +4.5, Bucks -4.5. I'm not touching that line. For a while, the over-under was sitting at 220 for a long time. It's now at 221. Mitt, what are you doing for tonight's game?
I'm going with the Bucks and I'm going with the over. We're getting back to the well tonight. Let's go.
You've turned on the Suns?
I completely said that wrong.
You're taking the Suns and the points?
I'm taking the Suns and the over of 220.
All right.
Let's go. I'm also taking the Suns on the money line, 168 on the plus.
You're going to parlay it with Koepka?
I have no, because I have a same game parlay of the over of Ayton's points, the over of Ayton's rebounds, the over of Booker's points, and the over of Chris Paul's assists, and Phoenix to win, and the over on the team total.
I have a same game parlay. It's +3,000. So I looked at minutes from the game that the Suns won. Because I figured maybe they'll try to replicate the minutes from that game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Took whoever played the least amount of minutes, took their unders. And then I looked at the minutes from the last game that Milwaukee won. I said, you know, they're probably going to play a similar fucking sub pattern and stuff like that. So I'm going campaign under 6.5 points. Cam Johnson, this one might get me because he's been shooting well. Cam Johnson under 8.5 points. Bobby Portis under 6.5. And then Brooke Lopez under points, rebounds, and threes.
Ooh, jeez.
Wow.
The Bucks win small ball and they played well. So I'm thinking maybe hopefully Brooke Lopez doesn't see the court as much.
You see this comeback boost for tonight?
I did.
What do you think?
Don't hate it.
Nah.
Mitch, you see it?
Yeah, I kind of hate it.
The Taco Bell comeback boost?
Yeah, I kind of hate it.
Well, you get a free taco if
you get a free Doritos Locos taco if the bet's hit.
And they send you a taco.
So we got another guest coming on at 4:30, but we're going to fill up the lines. Connor said he would go back around 4:25, and then we'll take your calls after Tour Junkies is on. 1-833-462-2333. That's 1-833-462-2333. If you want to call the money line, we'll get to you after Tour Junkies. 1-833-462-2333. Thank you, Connor.
Want me to dive into a few EPLs?
Real quick, before we get off the boost in the NBA game, 3x2, double time tonight. Also throwing that. Let's go.
3x2.
First and second half plus 400.
Jeez.
There's a boost. Phoenix cover and Chris Paul to score 20 plus.
Nope.
And then Giannis minus 16.5 combined points, rebounds, and assists versus Devin Booker. That's a lot.
That is a lot. They always do.
That's a lot.
That is way too much.
I mean, Giannis, there's no one that's stopping Giannis right now. I thought Jay Crowder made, but no one's stopping Giannis right now. Yeah. What do you got for EPL? This is EPL week one.
Yeah.
Sorry, not week one. Match day one.
There you go. These are ones that you just want to look at. I mean, there's no shame in hopping on them now. Man City's minus 160 against Tottenham. I have no idea what this Tottenham team is going to look like.
Is Sonny Boy starting?
Is Harry Kane there? Like,
Harry Kane needs a little bit of rest, okay?
Maybe we just let him rest until the World Cup.
Maybe Harry doesn't play the first half of the season.
Maybe the whole year. We need him ready for Qatar.
Maybe he only plays while they're not in the Champions League. Maybe. Continue.
Okay. Arsenal is minus 105 against Brentford.
Which you talked
Brentford
about.
Brentford just came up. I mean, that even money at Arsenal, as bad as they looked yesterday.
90?
Yeah, that's still a good pick. Leicester minus 160 against Wolves. Wolves coach left, went to Tottenham. Leicester, same team, haven't lost anybody. That's a good pick there. And then Burnley versus Brighton. I'd probably hop on Burnley double chance. I like Burnley getting double chance. It feels like they might bring some players in, finally spend some money. And then that's about it to get it started.
You'll know more. Yeah. You'll have more.
I mean, West Ham, Newcastle's a good game.
Mitt saw me today. I have started my college football Excel spreadsheet, ranking every single team from 1 to 131. I'm going to be ready for college football season. In a couple weeks, I will have over-unders for totals, for teams, division winners. We're going to be good on college football, I think.
I'm going to be giving out some winners, I know.
It's yeah, you already gave out Miami to win the national championship, dude.
Get all over that right now.
They got to beat Alabama week one, huh?
They just have to keep it within 3 touchdowns.
To cover, yes.
That's what I have already thrown, yeah.
You think they're going to...
You think they lose week one and win the national championship?
I mean, a loss to Alabama isn't really...
If you're going to lose week one to Alabama, is not the worst time to do it. Jay, if you could give our friends a call, we'll do that. Yeah, pretty pumped about college football.
Derek King winning the Heisman, too. I know he's the favorite. That's not... There's a bad bet on that.
He's the favorite?
Yeah, or actually, Spencer Rattler is. But he doesn't have good odds.
Cincinnati's running it back with basically the same team, right?
Yeah.
Their quarterback stayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Without further ado, I said it was the open preview show. Some call it the British Open. The Brits do not like when we call it that.
I don't like the Brits either.
What?
If you're gonna dive into that can of worms,
You're not a big fan of the Brits.
No, it does not bother me. But if you can say, what they do and do not like.
Okay. A man who has given out double-digit winners this year on tour. A man who gives us incredible caddy information every single time he comes on. Course information. Make sure you go subscribe to Tour Junkies at @Tour_Junkies on Twitter and Instagram and the YouTube. Hey, I checked out the YouTube today. Pretty nice. David Barnett, welcome back to Hammer Don.
Thanks, boys. Hammer Don.
Not
yourselves.
In the fucking pool today, huh?
Been here in Augusta holding it down, buddy.
Not in the pool, though, huh? Not in the pool?
No, I'm not in the pool today, no. Having to do some real work, prepping for the Open because, it starts earlier, right? It starts in the middle of the night, so I got to prep.
Are you going to be up at 1:30 or are you going to get up, later in the
Yeah, I'll, I'll be in our in the Tour Junkies private Discord server from about 9 o'clock tonight until I pass out at some point in the middle of tea time. So that's the plan.
I saw you put out a video on your YouTube as far as your favorite DFS and picks and stuff like that, and I went to watch it, and I'll be honest with you, it was today, and I was preparing for this show, so I didn't have an hour to listen to it. So if we're going to talk about it now, we always do this because I respect it. You're a bombs guy. You're a long shot guy.
Yeah.
Let's start right there because that's where I want to go.
Well, first of all, I love your boy Cutmaker, and I think a savvy move by him on the Cam Davis live hit, pairing it with Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
I will say yours truly was pumping Cam Davis at 160-1, okay. Three tournaments, hammered Don. So, but I like his style there. Let me give you a long shot double because I saw Cutmaker give you that double. I think you take whatever game Gumpy feels best about in Smart. The world of soccer, which I know, diddly shit about.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Sure. Take that and add it to not Brooks Koepka, although I like Brooks Koepka this week, like Cutmaker. But add it to Patrick Cantlay. He's my favorite up top. He's a ball striking fool. You got to control your distance in the wind. You got to be able to know that the ball is going to go, the distance it's supposed to go. And I think if you do that, you're around 120-1 or something like that. So there's one. But I've got plenty of names, plenty of long shots. You tell me what you want, Tony.
What do you think about Patrick Reed, David?
I like P. Reed. He's around that 30-1 number as well. I think I'd rather have Cantlay, but I never hate Reed at a course where you got to grind, you got to get up and down. What we're hearing from, we've heard a number of things from the ground, but one of the things we're hearing is like around the greens, if you miss, you don't have to chip it. Like you can putt it from a lot of these places around here, which is kind of interesting. But I think that may, that's always going to play in Reed's favor. He's such a good grinder. So I'm not going to steer you away from him if you like it.
I've been hearing a lot of this week, too. Cutmaker, I guess he mentioned it if the conditions were tough. But I'm hearing a lot of people loving Spieth this week. Why is that? Or do you?
Yeah. I mean, it's same reasons you love Reed. Like if you like an event where you're going to have to be grindy, you're going to have to be patient. You got to be able to get up and down because the greens and regulation numbers and percentages are going to be lower than a typical tour event. I think that's spot on Reed and Spieth kind of play. Now in DFS, those are also two of the top three most popular plays projected at the moment. And I'll tell you this, Tony, for DFS purposes, this is the rule of thumb for the Open Championship. Never forget this, okay? For DFS and betting.
Write it down.
The Open Championship is the most variable golf tournament in all of the freaking world.
Ball can bounce wherever.
Conditions change quickly. The weather's always a factor. There's always, one guy will get a good lie in the rough, the other guy will get a terrible lie in the rough. There's not consistency there. You got these pot bunkers that are brutal. There is so much variance at the Open. We see it every single year. That means that if there's ever a tournament to fade the chalk, it's the Open because you just don't know what's going to happen. Tee time draws, weather waves, all those things come into play. So don't be afraid to fade the chalk in DFS.
Okay. Now, I'm glad you brought that up because it reminded me. Did you win $20,000 on DFS the other week?
25, and it was my co-host, Pat Perry. Yeah, he had a pretty heater of a week that week, actually. He also hit a bet that week as well. He hit Russell Henley, first-round leader, at 125-1 on his betting card.
That's a pretty good week. So, with that being said, who do you guys like then, since it is so variable and you could fade the chalk? Who are some names that you're looking at DFS?
All right, so DFS, I definitely like the middle of the pack. I heard Cutmaker talk about Harris English.
Yeah.
I love the way he's playing right now. I totally agree with you there. I agree with Cutmaker there. He's doing everything well, and he's confident. I think Kevin Kisner, our local boy and buddy Kiz, is playing well. He's confident. He loves the Open Championship. Now, he did text me today and say he's about 50-50 to get kicked out of there for not wearing his mask enough. So we're trying to coach him through that. But, this place is going to reward accuracy off the tee. That's what Kiz does best. And he's a grinder, man.
Yeah.
He is a grinder. If the wind stays up, that's all about Kiz.
we actually were at a Rough and Rowdy one time, and we did see kids get tossed out. So,
oh goodness, yeah, you were there. Yeah, I remember that one. yeah, a local boy from here in Augusta, one of his buddies got him in trouble at that event. I think they had quite the beer snake going. That'll happen.
That'll happen. as far as guys, I know you have more guys who are like over 100 to 1.
Yep. Let's see. Joel Damon, here's a real big bomb.
D-A-H-M-E-N.
This may be a better top 20 bet, but he's 300 to 1 outright. he's 8.5 to 1 as a top 20. I know for a fact he feels good right now. He's been over there since the weekend, prepping, getting it in. He's a very accurate driver of the golf ball. The around the green game is improving. He just came off his first win a few weeks ago in windy conditions. He loves windy conditions. And he's super cheap in DFS. 300 to 1's a bomb. But listen, let me give you a fun fact. You ever heard of a guy named Ben Curtis? Yeah, I didn't think so.
You mean like the old guy Ben Curtis?
Yeah. He won this thing in 2003 at this golf course at 300 to 1. And I think that Royal St. George's has produced a couple of long shot winners. Darren Clark won at 110 to 1. You know, Damon's a bomb, so I like him. And the old man, Stuart Sink. At 130 to 1, has won twice on the PGA Tour. He's added a little pop in the bat. I don't know how you guys say that, but pop in the bat.
Pop work.
There you go. He's got some. He's added some distance with the driver. He's an Open champion, if you remember correctly. Mm-hmm. He pissed off everybody that wanted Tom Watson to win a few years back, and he's in hot form. He's a good grinder. He's at 130 to 1. That's another one.
Are we fading anybody to miss the cut? You do any of that?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. I mean, Bryson is one that a lot of people are talking about. You know, this does not suit him. It really doesn't. The Open Championship style and his around the green game is probably what worries me the most. I think he could be fine off the tee, but when he misses greens, the around the green play is very, very sus, as the kids say, right?
Yeah.
And I think his miss the cuts like plus 250 or 275. Ooh. I think that's a number. And, you know, I mean, I don't feel great about a guy like, let's see, who else is that? I don't like Morikawa that much. Yeah. He's on record a couple weeks ago on a saying that last week's Scottish Open was the first time he was ever going to lay eyes on a Lynx golf course.
Jesus.
That's not great. And he's a, you know, so I don't love Morikawa either. So maybe if you want to do a miscut on Morikawa, it's going to be windy all week.
That seems weird that he would. I mean, we've all seen Lynx golf courses. Last question.
He even played it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Last question. Because you talked about round one leaders. You like anybody to get out early that you don't trust potentially maybe to win the thing?
I haven't really. I don't. To me, Tony, I don't get in on the first round leader best unless I see a pretty clear advantage. Gotcha. And I will say, with the Open, the weather has changed hourly, even today.
Yeah.
So if I were going to put any in there, I would wait as long as possible. But for now, on Thursday over there in London, in Sandwich, UK, on the North Sea, it looks like the middle of the day is going to be the calmest. You know, there's 150-something players here, yeah, and they tee off in a 10-hour time span. The first tee time goes off at like 6:35, and the last one at 4:15 in the afternoon. The least windy and gusty conditions are in like the 12 to 5 p.m. range. Okay. So if you want to look at that range for first round leader numbers, I would look there. And always, you know, I always look at bombs for those because it could be anybody and you're probably going to be chopping it up.
Appreciate it so much. Is there anything you need to get off your chest that I didn't ask you about before you get out of here?
All right, let me say this. We heard today from somebody on site that's been there for like 3 weeks that there are two names that have been at Royal St. George's more than any other player getting in prep work and understanding what it's going to take. One of them you've heard of. One of them you probably haven't. Matt Fitzpatrick is one who also lost in a playoff last week at the Scottish Open. He's having one of the best years of his career. He's 40 to 1, and he's a good DFS value. The other one is a guy named Marcus Armitage, who is a regular European Tour player who just won, I believe, his first European Tour event a few weeks ago. Don't know that I'd bet him outright, but as a really cheap, sneaky, large field GPP DFS play on FanDuel, he could be interesting. And he's 11 to 1 to top 20. And so both of those guys arrive in good form and having put in a lot of time and prep over at Royal St. George's.
Awesome.
Fitzy's going to win this thing.
Fitzy's going to bring it home.
I like it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Dave, I can't thank you enough. Go check them out at Tour Junkies on everything. Go watch them on YouTube. You'll have the full hour and whatever breakdown of all the bets that you need to know. Because I know there's more beautiful information sitting out there. Thank you so much, man. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Thank you, Dave.
Good guys. Those are good guys.
It's good stuff.
You know?
It's good
info. We like to have good people on this show.
I mean, Fitzy. I'm taking Fitzy.
You're taking Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to before came on, but no, for sure.
Fitzy, Cantlay, both of them like Cantlay.
Couple pups, huh?
Harris English, Armitage.
Dustin Johnson had decent odds to win it, too. Has he not been playing well?
No, he is not. He is not.
He always kind of just pops up out of nowhere, really, though, to win one, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he goes on. He's streaky. He's very, very streaky. But, yeah, this course, you can hit it right in the middle of the fairway, and that course is going to spit it out into one of the roughs. Put in a pot bunker for you. We'll see. We'll see this morning.
That's why we play the game.
That's why we play the game. You want to do some calls?
Sure.
Want to do some calls?
Yeah.
Well, there's no one. Is Connor back here?
No, I don't think so.
Let me text him.
No.
Let me text him.
Oh, no.
Because I see the lines lighting up.
No baseball lines out yet. The only
for
one
Friday. That, yeah. Well, Thursday is Sox Yanks.
Yeah, is that the only game?
Yeah. And then Friday we get a full slate. By the way, I pulled up first half numbers last night.
Yeah.
I was gonna tweet it, but you know. Oh, Bruce. Bruce said he was.
Classic Bruce.
What a fucking surprise.
Good to have you back, Bruce.
This fucking guy.
Good to have you back, Bruce.
Fucking
Bra's back.
He is back there?
Yeah.
All right. 1-833-462-2333. Brucey is back there. 1-833-462-2333. I don't know what he's doing because I see him answering calls and then they drop. Yep, then it happened again. I think he's just answering and hanging up on people.
Hi, baby, Bruce.
He did say hello twice and then I guess now he's talking to somebody.
No, he keeps doing it.
Oh, really?
Classic Bruce. He's done it a fifth time now. 1-833-462-233. The kid will figure it out.
If not, we'll just 5 minutes. If it's not figured out, we'll give out Tony's number and you can just call his phone and we'll put you on the microphone.
I made 302 bets.
How many?
302 in the first half of the season. I'm sure you're more.
I mean, that doesn't mean
anything. Win 160, 118, and 24 plus 18 units.
Not a babe.
Not bad.
That a babe.
I was going to put it out, but I didn't want to because, you know, didn't want to jinx it.
Nah. Don't need to.
Seems as if Bruce has been on the phone for 11 seconds now, so I think he has figured it out. So, and all the lines are full. All right, cool. Thank you, Bruce.
Hi, baby, Bruce.
We'll go to those whenever he fucking fills them up. There were a couple other boosts that I want to talk about NBA before we answer the phone calls. The 3x2, Phoenix to cover, and then the Giannis. That was good. And then the other boost that we have for the Open, I should have fucking asked about it. Fuck. That's on me. John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, or Jordan Spieth to win the 2021 championship plus 400. I don't think that's bad odds.
It's worth a sprinkle.
I don't think that's bad odds at all. And then Rory, Louis, and Bryson all to make the cut. You just heard Tour Junkies does not like Bryson to make the cut, so I wouldn't take that. Boost.
Feels like he's in a bad spot.
Quite a bad spot, huh? I'm taking that fucking Rahm Brooksy boost fucking right now. Rahm's really good.
Very good. He is on another level right now.
And I heard today that Brooks has been the best strokes gain on links courses over since in the last like 5 years, blah, blah, blah. So, something to think about there. Think about there. Mitt.
Tony.
Is he still answering and dropping people off the line?
I'm hearing Brian talk to people, but I don't know. Honestly, Jay's checking it out.
Thank you, Jay.
Hi, baby, Jay.
This guy.
He said, I'm going to look at him really quick.
He said, thank you, Mitt.
Hi, baby, Tom.
This. I mean, Classic Bruce.
Toad, I got my random pick for the golf.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, here we go, Jay.
Been waiting on this one, Jay. What do you got?
Completely random. I got Sink at 130-1.
Stewart Sink?
Yeah.
That was mentioned.
Not sure why, but I got a feeling about him.
Stu?
Stewart Sink was mentioned by Tour Junkies.
Yeah.
That had to make you feel a little better.
Yeah, I like that one, yeah.
A couple other names that I heard and was looking over this morning and stuff like that. Fucking Berger.
Patrick Berger?
Fucking Berger. People like Berger. Maybe Leishman. And yeah, I did fucking bet fucking Migliosi to...
Are you going back to the well with Guadalupe tomorrow?
I will not be going. Look, there's someone on the line. My guess is Brian was doing something wrong.
So you're not taking Guadalupe?
I will probably be holding off on Guadalupe. Are you going back to the well with him?
I never went to the well once. I don't think I will do it.
Jordan, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer Don.
Hammer Don.
How are y'all doing today?
Good, you?
Good, you?
Chilling, man. Nice. Chilling, just watching the show.
Let's go, dude.
Well, I was going to talk about NBA, but I can't help but forget that I threw $700 on Conor McGregor this weekend.
How much?
$700.
$700. I'm a college student.
Yeah.
All my Ethereum.
It happens, dude. It not coming home smacked me in the mouth pretty hard, too. But I guess I did have Italy to win the tournament.
Can you still pay your rent?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
That was rule number one yesterday. Don't lose enough that you can't pay your rent. So you're fucking good there. But you could win it back tonight on NBA. I mean, who are you taking?
Man, I don't know. I had a parlay the other day, and I needed Booker to get two more assists and Bridges to get two more assists, and they absolutely shit the bed. So
sounds like
I think I might need to call it quits for a while.
Sounds like you're just throwing shit at the wall and seeing if it sticks. Now, were you intoxicated when you put in your Connor bet?
Was I intoxicated? I wouldn't say so, but I was definitely feeling great about it. I feel like everything was pointing to him winning and just being the villain, but, you know, wasn't drinking his milk.
That'll happen, pal.
That'll happen. Ride the wave, my friend.
Stay strong, Jordan.
Come out the other end.
Stay strong, Jordan. Hey, Mitt.
Yeah.
Was Bruce fucking up back there? Or?
Yeah, Bruce was messing up. He didn't know that when there's static in the phone line, you just got to move it a little bit until it goes away.
Oh, that's still happening?
Yeah.
So you put on your fucking foil tin cap and you fix it? Chris in Texas, what do you got?
That poor guy lost $700. College student. That's a lot of money for a college student.
Hey, this is Chris in Texas.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? I want to shout out Pat McAfee's show for giving me $25,000.
Wow! What'd you win?
You guys, it was the AJ Hawk talks about driving.
Oh,
let's go!
Yeah, so, that was the fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blank, yeah. And I wanted to shout out to that stooge earlier on the show that moved that line for Abraham from 7,000 to 5,000 in like 15 seconds when he dropped that. So. Hey, man. I almost locked that in.
Dave Answer saw the move.
Double A. He's moving lines, that guy.
Wait, what?
So when that golf dude who almost got hit with the tee shot in Tahoe
was just pushing a guy in the tournament Dave because he uses his clubs that he's sponsored by.
Seems as if maybe some of the listeners went and bet on Abe Answer, so the fucking the formula for FanDuel was like, oh shit, we got fucking liability on Abe Answer, let's drop that number. Were you going to take him, Chris, or?
No, I didn't lock it in once he started talking about he was sponsored by those, but I had it typed in for $100.
Hey.
Anyways, I have a separate bookie that I use FanDuel's lines.
Nice.
Anyways, I wanted to talk about the futures for some of the NFL teams, the four worst.
Sure.
So you got the Texans at four games.
Yep, Lions.
I think that's going to move once Deshaun decides, once you figure that out. But I would take the over right now for that.
Mm.
Take the Lions over five, Jets under six, and Cincy under 6.5.
Cincy under 6.5?
here's the thing. Let's break those down.
Do you think the Bengals stink still?
I don't think Houston's moving off of four. I think they're setting that line thinking that Deshaun's not playing. The only way that line's changing is if Deshaun plays. I don't think it's going below four, do you? If say Deshaun says not playing this year, or something, someone says Deshaun, I don't think it's going below four, do you?
No, there's no way Deshaun Watson
that one's
is
staying.
I don't think, no matter what happens, Deshaun Watson does not play for the Texans again.
I agree. Right? The Lions, I got no idea what to do with that.
What's it at?
Five, I think.
Gump, the thing
see,
about...
See, the thing about the Lions is I think they beat the Bears once. And okay. I almost think they
there's
beat
one.
The, I almost think they beat the Vikings once.
There's two.
And what if Jared Goff actually was just really good?
He's not the worst quarterback in the league.
He's not.
What if McVay was just confusing him? Maybe it was too much for him.
Jay, that's not a bad. Huh? So they got the 49ers. Lots. Probably not going to win that one. Lions, Packers, probably not. Ravens, probably not. Bears and Vikings, maybe they get one there.
Yeah.
Say they got the Bengals.
In Cincy or in Detroit?
In Detroit.
There's two.
There's a shot.
Yep.
Rams, no.
No.
Eagles, maybe.
In Philly?
At home.
That's three.
Eagles, maybe. Steelers? No. Don't fucking know. Browns? Bears and Vikings again. We already gave them that.
So there's four.
Broncos?
In Detroit?
Nah, it's in my heart.
Ooh, good luck.
Probably not happen. Cards?
Never know. They beat the Cards last year.
Yeah. Falcons, I might give them.
In Detroit?
Nah, it's in Atlanta.
And
then the Seahawks and Pack.
That's tough.
I think I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, that is close. That is really fucking close.
Jets, I'm definitely not taking.
They could
the
win
over.
Seven Under. Or they could win three, I feel
I
like.
I ain't trusting fucking the Jets right now.
No.
They don't even have a fucking, they don't have a quarterback on the roster that's ever taken an NFL snap.
How do you not, when you draft a guy, at least, you know.
Unbelievable.
There's makes no sense.
Trade for Foles, because he's not, he's sitting behind Fields and Dalton. He's not doing anything there.
Might be the best quarterback room in the NFL.
It's not a bad one. I mean, they got no one really good.
Dalton and Fields. I think Fields is going to be good.
And then Cincy's going to have a really good offense.
They spent some money too, though.
No, I said they're going to have a really good offense.
Does their defense stink?
Well, it stunk last year. I mean, they got Mike Hilton from the Steelers. They got what's his name from the Saints.
Yeah.
Since he's
they
got
were
some
decent.
Weapons.
They were covering. I mean, they were covering machines before Burrow got hurt last year.
So, I don't hate Cincy.
No,
I mean that division's it's a good division.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a battle here. They're gonna knock off some teams.
Tony, you brought up the Cardinals.
Y'all.
And I found this little Buda Baker to win defensive MVP of the NFL. At plus 10,000.
Really?
Pretty. Yeah, I put just a little sprinkle $10 for $1,000 on it.
Buda.
Yeah, Buda Baker. I was thinking they brought in J.J. Watt. Maybe there'll be a bunch of pass rush this year, and maybe Kyler Murray figures it out. They have a good team. He gets a couple picks, gets 100 tackles.
Mitt.
Why not?
I'm fucking with you, pal. I just put some money on that one. Fuck yeah. Hey, good find, Mitt.
How about you, Mitt?
That's a good fucking pick.
How about you, Mitt?
Hell yeah, Mitt. Thank you, Mitt.
It's cool.
That's what we need out from you, dude.
It's cool. Cops fucking business picking up.
Hey, dude. Tell Bruce we're good on calls. Tell him thank you.
3-3.
If you're on the line, don't hang up.
3-3 last night.
Lines are full. We'll get to all of you. Huh?
3-3 last night. Qatar, Panama.
That was they scored 3 goals in 5 minutes.
It's a banger.
Listen, you don't just pick the gold cup and come over here and think you're going to win, okay?
We got Canada, US, Sunday night, my friend.
Been on the longest. Jackson! Oh, Jackson's back.
Youngblood.
How are you doing, guys?
Jackson.
Youngblood.
What'd you talk about yesterday? What'd you give us yesterday?
I didn't call in yesterday. I was gone. So sorry.
My bad. That's on me. What do you got today?
Today, well, I was wondering what you guys are thinking for the over-under for the Suns game tonight. And then also for the Open Championship, I like Brooks Koepka.
Baby Jackson.
Thank you, Jackson.
Good call, son.
You're welcome.
Good call, son.
Jackson.
Good call, son.
Jackson.
Thank you.
Jackson.
Yes.
What are you doing this summer?
I'm just playing baseball, hanging out with my friends.
What position do you play?
Shortstop.
I play middle infield.
Of course you do. You rolling too all day long?
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy. All right.
See you tomorrow or whenever.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Love that kid.
Middle infield.
Yeah.
Legend.
Kid's going to be drafted in 2 years. First round overall pick.
What a good lad.
Brooksy, and then the. What was your. So the. The total of the game tonight.
It's 220 and a half.
221, Tony.
You
dude.
Know I am going with the over.
Why?
Because I'm an over
Give
guy.
Me a reason.
I like,
okay, that's not
he's
a good
an
reason.
Over guy, and it's what he feels comfortable with.
Yeah, I'm not. Crazy. Okay, so I am an over guy, and the over has hit two out of the three games.
Tell him, man.
So okay, if you want to do your little stats thing.
Midi stats.
Yeah, we can do your little stats thing.
Well, here's a stat for you, Mitt. It's 221.
Oh, shit.
Get the line
Get
right.
Get him, Mitt.
Hey, well, when I got it earlier, right before the damn show.
You got it before the damn show, dude.
It was at 220 and a half. All That's right. what I took it
you
at.
You mutt.
Oh, whoa.
Jesus.
What? Sorry.
Jackson seems like an over guy. I know you hate watching fun things. That's why you always bet the under. Your parlay today, by the way, was the most Tone Diggs parlay of all time. You're just rooting for everybody to stink.
What?
Yeah. Misery loves company, pal. Heard of it?
I'm sorry.
By the way, let's look at the total here. 70% of the people are on the under. No, 65% of the bets are on the over, but 30% of the money, 70% of the money is on the undie.
All right.
I'm not taking anything, but I was just giving you a hard time.
I love overs.
I know you do.
Feed me overs.
I know you do.
Get them.
Come
on, man.
Preston, what do you got?
Preston!
Oh, sorry, boys. Hammer time. So, I'm actually with Mitt here, boys. Taking the over at 221. I'd love to see it tonight. I think Booker's going to go off. And I'm also on Lee Westwood for this weekend.
I forgot about Lee.
A lot of people would love to see Westwood this weekend. Hey, he was playing well at the beginning of the year.
This is Fitzy's tournament to lose.
If Westwood... At this point. It is Fitzy's.
Yeah. Tournament. What time's the start? 1 a.m.?
1:35 a.m. is the first tee time. Our boy Armitage goes off first.
He's first?
Yeah. Fucking lead him off!
There is nothing quite like waking up with golf on.
Yeah, it is.
Also, Tone, I'm looking for a miss the cut bet. Who is the guy that got plugged during Pat's show today?
Abe Answer, you think Abe's going to miss the cut?
Double A.
Yeah, I'll take him to miss the cut. I'll throw out a golf pick.
That'll baby Mitt.
I like where your head's at. I was going to take him to win for that reason because it would just be ironic.
Don't you think?
Gingy from Chicago.
Oh, this is Gingy.
How we doing, boys? Hammer down.
What's
Hammer
up,
down.
Gingy?
What's up? How we doing, pal?
You good. How you doing, boss?
You been doing spaces?
No, great. I should fire that back up, actually.
Go ahead.
No, we need the spaces, brother.
Bring back spaces!
Well, I was going to do it this Saturday, but I was in Columbus, and then we had the watch-along Sunday for 6 hours. No one needs to listen
You're
to me.
You're back this weekend.
Yeah, we'll fire back up Saturday night.
Go ahead, Ginge.
Go ahead, Ginge.
So looking at the NBA tonight, I really like Giannis to combine for points and rebounds. You can get him over 48.5 plus 104 the last two games. Both games he combined for 54.
Yeah, he's been on
So I
roll.
Think you can lock that in.
Thank you, Ginge.
Thank you, Gingy.
I kind of think tonight's game, the Bucks are going to have a good game from Chris Middleton. Oh. Giannis is going to take a little backseat on the points, get his assists up.
You just better hope he doesn't show up in those all-black forces.
Giannis figured out
he showed up to actually murder my
Giannis
FanDuel.
Figured out the wall, dude. Giannis figured out the wall, so watch
if
out.
He shows up in those all-black Air Forces, this game is over before it starts.
Brian and Bama wants to talk to Madden curse. What do you mean the Madden curse? What are you talking about? That thing's been broken.
Who said it was broken?
Fucking the people that haven't got hurt on the cover the last few years.
Are you talking about Patrick Mahomes messing his knee up?
When?
That's a pretty good point. And he also
did his knee up whenever they won the Super Bowl?
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He but was anyway. In it. He won MVP.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, so I was saying I'm probably the only person in the world that is saying this, but Madden curse is alive and well. Bucks and Chiefs under in the win total.
Who?
The Bucks and the Chiefs.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
See, the problem with that is they could go under their win total and still win 12 games and make the playoffs. Well, so that's, it does not matter.
No, it does. It does, because he's putting money on the under. So if it does go under the win total, he wins.
That's a good point.
It may not matter for whatever you're talking about, but
I was just thinking about the Madden curse of them stinking, but
oh, I see what you're saying. I was trying to look at the recent ones to see if I was no, Lamar didn't get hurt last year.
No, he just pooped his pants.
He did poop his pants. Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl.
And if that's being injured, I don't want to be healthy.
AB lost his mind after he was on the cover.
Nah.
Tom won the Super Bowl after his last one. Gronk got hurt, I think. Odell got hurt. People get hurt. It's the NFL.
It's the NFL.
Two calls left.
18 games now, dude.
Joe, Texas, what's up?
What's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down. Down.
All right. So you said misery likes company. I see Brooke Lopez total made threes under a half for plus 205.
Nail it.
And then Giannis, I like him getting right on the free throw line before going back to Phoenix. The over. Oh, shit, that's a dog.
Yeah, it was a dog.
My bad.
You getting attacked?
And then the over 7.5 minus 130.
Thank you, Joseph. Jesus. What was the over 7.5 for?
How many dogs barked during the call?
He was under. It was only two.
Oh, good call then. Good job, dude. you hit.
He's on the Brooks under train with me, so I don't know why I keep calling Brooks him Brooks.
Just comes out and balls up.
Brooke Lopez?
Brooksy.
Nah. Probably might. Colin, last call of the day. What do you got?
What's going on, boy? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
I don't know what that Madden Chris guy is talking about. We are all over Bucks minus 6.5 week one. Since 2001, Super Bowl winning teams are 13-4-3 against the spread the following season's week one. Yeah, go ahead and get on the Bucks.
Yeah, they are. They've been dominant week one at home, celebration. Cowboys. You think Big Mike might have something dialed up, though, week one?
Yeah. Don't count out Big Mike in a big game, my friend.
I mean, new look defense. Dak Prescott all the way back. Zeke's coming back.
Oh, you think the new look defense is going to be like, oh, we're really good against Tampa's offense week one?
Yeah, they're probably going to run a bunch of Tampa two. Let's go.
Oh, because Tom's Mitt, you know better than that.
What?
You think
they sit in Tampa 2, Tom's going to be like, what is Tampa 2?
No, I was just saying that because they have Dan Quinn and they brought in Keanu Neal.
I think Zeke's going to have a comeback here. They're going to fucking
tear that apart. Huh?
Zeke going to have a bounce back here?
I think so. He looks healthy.
Yeah.
He looks
is their O-line still good?
Not as. Not what it was, no.
They're back to being healthy this year, though. They were hurt last year.
Yeah, but they had starters.
Who's their weapons? Cooper?
They got a lot of those.
Gallup. He gets forgotten about.
CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, they got CeeDee Lamb, too.
Gallup would be a number one receiver at a lot of places.
Maybe. CeeDee Lamb.
He could be.
Cooper. Their O-line. Yeah, Tyron Smith's still there. Zach Martin's still there. And Lyle Collins is still there. They got a new center. And because what's-his-name had to retire with the illness or whatever, and they have a new left guard.
Is Jason Witten coming back?
I don't think so.
He was good last year for the Raiders. He's moving well.
He was.
He's still quick.
Thank you, Jason.
Still quick.
Tomorrow we'll be back. One MLB game. Have an NFL guest coming on.
Gold Cup.
We'll do live bets for the Open.
Oh, yeah.
I know a guy. Jay put in Stewart Sink, so fucking take that to the bank.
Yeah, wipe your hands, my friend.
That's cash a winner. It. Tonight you have TNT.
TNT.
Trinidad and Tobago. Bring it home.
Yeah.
You got the Phoenix Suns.
Mitt has the Suns in the over.
And the over.
Tony has
Brooks Lopez under everything.
Brooke Lopez, everything under.
Brooke Lopez not being able to tie his shoes.
The fuck your bench parlay going on.
Oh, I do have Guido Migliozzi to be the top Italian player. Minus 115.
That's his first name?
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
What is that in the British Open?
Yep, Guido Migliozzi.
You gotta, I'm all over
you it. You go to props and then top Italian player, Guido Migliozzi.
That's cool.
And then I did take John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, or Jordan Spieth to win the 2021 Open Championship.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Plus 400. I laid it. Fuck it. Because, you know, I'm going to fucking throw some on Fitzy.
I got Fitzy.
I'm going to throw some on Cantlay.
Wow.
Probably throw some on Harris English.
Wow. I got Fitzy and Cantlay.
Answer to miss the cut.
Yeah.
No, double A,
Bryson,
dude.
I'm taking miss the cut for sure, actually. All right. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Can't thank you guys enough. At Hammer Down. The rollover. We'll start the rollover again on Friday.
Yeah.
Rollover's not happening right now.
Nah, there's not 10 bets you can make, my friends.
No, there is not. Rollover will be back on Friday. We'll start at 2:50.
Full slate MLB.
Full slate. Congrats to Hunter Hayes.
Congrats, Hayes. Double H.
Double. I did get your information. I just got to send it over to CFO Phil. Get you paid.
Let's go, Hayes.
Thank you so much for guessing that right. That was incredible. Love all of you.
Come on, TNT.
From the bottom of my heart.
Come on, TNT.
From the bottom of Gumpy's heart. And Mitt's heart.
Don't put me
I don't think Jay cares about you. But I do. Jay, do you care about him?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. We love you, though. Same time tomorrow, about 15 minutes after Pat's show. And God bless and good luck. See you tomorrow. Hammer. Jesus.